right now.
All right. It's nice to talk to you this morning. I guess we're the only two that are online yet or on the phone.
Oh, we're the only two on the board. Valerie Denton is online.
Who?
Also to listen.
Mr. Chairman, this is Valerie Denton. I'm the Chief Staff Attorney of the Court of Appeals.
Oh, okay. Nice to have you.
Thank you. I'm just on just to keep up to the very end with what happens on this.
Very good.
Now, Chairman Banks, I know that Mr. Evers is not going to make it on the call.
I understood that. Yes, I understood.
And I'll still call his name for roll call.
Sure,
I have not
absolutely.
Heard from Tommy May either, so not sure if he'll be on or not. We'll
That's
still have a quorum, so it'll be okay.
Okay. Is there someone there in your office that could try him again?
I can
try
him. That's
just not like him. That's not like him not to A, to be involved, and then B, if he's not to say something.
Right.
Bob McMahon.
Hey, this is Chuck. Hey, Bob, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Ms. Jenkins, do you have somebody there that could...
Hey, Shannon. This is Melanie Jenkins with the commission. I'm good. Is Mr. May going to make it onto the conference call? At 10 o'clock. Okay. No. It is to vote. We just wanted to make sure that he knew about it. The resolution, the draft resolution, is on his email, and the information for the if he can't make it, that's okay. We have a quorum. I believe we will have a
Philip Fletcher.
Hi, this is Chuck. How are you?
Chuck, how are you this morning?
Yeah,
I'm doing good. We're on the record, and people are calling in now as we speak.
They've already voted on the resolution. They have to vote on it as written.
Jonathan Rogers. Jonathan Rogers.
Hey,
Nia
Jonathan.
Malthus.
Nia, how are you this morning? This is Chuck.
Good. Good. How are you doing?
Good. Hope folks are coming online now.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
Ms. Jenkins, did you speak to someone there at Tommy's office about this phone call?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, she's still on.
Yeah,
okay.
Don't touch.
Yes.
Okay,
Mr. May is actually in a meeting, and if he gets out in time, she will get him on the conference call, but she doesn't believe that meeting will be finished.
Okay. All right. Do we have why don't you just call roll, see if everybody's on board.
Okay.
That's joined in for the meeting.
Chairman Banks?
Present.
Justice Tuck? Mr. Philip Fletcher?
Present.
Mr. Jonathan Rogers?
Present.
Ms. Jan Zimmerman? We still have to wait for one of these others to hop on.
Okay. You think maybe they're... not checking on their particular websites and somehow missed it, or did you call everybody? You called everybody, didn't you?
Yes, sir, I did.
Okay.
Let me call Justice Tuck and see if I can get her on the line.
All right.
Hello, Justice Tuck. This is Melanie. Are you going to be able to call in? Okay. Okay. That's okay. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Do you have the phone number? 425-436-6200. The code is 800-585. Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye. Okay, she is calling in. Let me see if I can get Jan, because Jan and I talked, and she was also going to call in. Jan, are you able to call in? It wouldn't have been a text. It would have been an email to your commission email with the resolution. Oh, okay. I can't, but I can give you the number and the code.
Annabelle Ember Tuck.
Commissioner Tuck. Hey, this is Chuck. We're getting everybody on board now.
Okay, great. Thank you.
6200. Uh-huh. And the code is 800-585. Yes. Yes, ma'am. Yes. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. Ms. Zimmerman is going to come on, and then I'll redo the roll call.
Okay.
Also, when you speak, please announce your name and then speak so I will know who's saying what.
We'll do it.
Since I'm not in front of y'all, I can't. I can't decipher voices yet.
I understand.
Did everybody get the resolution?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Did somebody come on?
Hello, it's Jan.
Hi, Jan.
Oh.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and call roll again. Chairman Banks.
I'm here.
Justice Tuck.
Here, present.
Philip Fletcher.
Present.
Jonathan Rogers.
Present.
Jan Zimmerman.
Present.
Nia Mafus.
Here.
Okay. We have a quorum.
Okay. This is Chuck Banks. Morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this meeting of the Independent Citizens Commission. The purpose, according to the Constitution and law, is to discuss the draft resolution and to approve or not approve the draft resolution that was passed in our last meeting. Now, does anyone have, everybody, as I understand it, has copies of this resolution? Is that correct? Yes. Each one of our commissioners?
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Is there anyone that that's present and with us this morning that does not understand or has a question about the resolution before we begin? We're going to come to the discussion. I just wanted to know if any of you individually had a question about it, or because it's reasonably simple, but I want to be sure we didn't. I don't want to move too fast with this. So I'm going to assume by your silence you don't have a question.
Right.
All right. So now, before we all begin, also I'd like to inquire from either Nia or Ms. Jenkins. Do we have anyone from the public that is online? First, not any of the folks that usually are in attendance. I'm going to talk about them in just a moment. Anybody from the public that's either on the phone or, well, first on the phone for the purpose of making a comment or participating in this meeting?
I don't believe that I've heard anybody come on.
Okay. Do we have, I think we have two that announced who they were, folks that usually attend that are with agencies or entities that have an interest in this resolution and have been here before?
Correct.
Bob?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
All right, and also from the Court of Appeals?
Yes, this is Valerie Denton from the Court of Appeals.
Okay, you're certainly welcome. I don't want anybody to feel like you're not welcome. So I just want to be sure that we've talked about or identified anybody that's present and has an interest in this resolution or its outcome. Is there anybody else that needs to be heard? Do I have any commissioner that has received in writing some type of comment from the public that has expressed an interest in pro or con in the resolution? All right, I'm going to assume from everyone's silence that we can move forward. I should have called the meeting to order, but you know we were at order when I was going through all that. So we have a quorum present, as Ms. Jenkins said, and now we're going to go to the discussion of the draft resolution. I'll just take any commissioner that wants to start and have any comment about it that needs to be discussed.
This is Nia Mosses, and I know I'm not a commissioner, but I did want to make a comment.
Okay.
I was not at the last meeting, and so I drafted this resolution based on my understanding of what the commission proposed, and so I just wanted to be crystal clear that we're all on the same page. So what I understood is that the commission voted or proposed to give a 2.5% COLA to the circuit and district judges, and the proposed resolution reflects a 2.5 COLA for those two classes of judges, as well as a 2.5 COLA for the prosecutors. I also understood that the commission proposed giving a $2,500 increase to the Supreme Court and Court of Appeals justices plus a 2.5 COLA. And so what the resolution reflects is, with respect to the appellate court judges, I first added the $2,500 increase to last year's salary and then adjusted with a 2.5% COLA.
Well, the resolution is written, unless there's some member of the commission, this is Chuck Banks again, unless there's some member of the commission that sees some error in the resolution as it's written today, is exactly what the commission passed. Am I right or wrong? I don't see any error or misstatement in the resolution.
This is Annabelle Emberton. I want to say that I think the way we voted was that all judges, including appellate judges, would get a 2.5% COLA increase. And then we went, secondly, to the race for the appellate bench of 2,500. Now, whether you put the COLA on top of that raise or before that raise, I don't think we made clear. So that to me is something we need to realize will make a difference.
We
just to let you know, we did the COLA first.
Actually, okay. Tuck, y'all did not do the COLA first. If you go back and listen, y'all did the $2,500% or the $2,500 raise first, and then went back and did the COLA.
I apologize. Then the resolution is absolutely accurate.
That's what I.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think the resolution is accurate. It's Jonathan Rogers.
Yeah, okay. Philip Fletcher, I agree also.
Thank you for. it's been a few days.
Yes, it has. All right. Is there any, again, not to rush it, but it's not, everybody understands that once this this vote is taken, if the vote is to approve the resolution as written and as voted upon in the last minute of last minutes, it goes then to the auditor. And then I think, is there another 10 days, Nia or Melanie?
It goes into effect 10 days after it's filed with the auditor.
Okay. All right. So that means it'll go out to, today or tomorrow morning, and then 10 days forthwith the salaries will then be changed consistent with this resolution. Does anybody have any other comment, input? On the commission or otherwise?
Chairman Banks, this is Melanie. I'm going to be emailing the resolution to y'all one at a time as I get signatures.
Oh, that's
so is everybody able to do the signatures today?
Yes.
Yes.
I am, yes.
Yes.
Yes, I can.
All right. Thank you for pointing that out. It does help for us to sign these things, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay. Is there any other comment, question, input from the commission?
I do have a comment, and maybe you're getting to this, but I just want to make sure that there's going to be a motion to pass this resolution.
I so move, Annabelle.
I second. Jan Zimmerman.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? All right. So I'll repeat what I've already said pursuant to this motion. Is there anyone who has any additional comment, input, correction, or otherwise? I'm going to entertain a motion to move the question and vote on this resolution as before.
So moved.
Second.
All
second.
In favor of the resolution as written, signify by saying your name and your vote. Since we're on the phone, I'm going to do it that way. I'm sorry, say it again. I didn't mean to cut you off.
That's all right. Annabelle. Yes.
Actually, let me just go ahead and call roll, and I'll get your vote that way.
All right.
Is that all right?
That's even better, yes.
Chairman Banks?
I'm in favor.
Justice Tuck?
Yes.
Philip Fletcher?
Yes.
Jonathan Rogers?
Yes.
Jan Zimmerman?
Yes.
Okay. That's everybody.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the resolution is passed and carried in the affirmative. Is there any other new business to be discussed? Are there any comments or questions? I'll entertain a motion that we adjourn. All those in favor? Is there a second?
Aye.
Yes. All those in favor say aye.
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 This meeting is adjourned. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, please stand by and see or double check your computers here in the next 15, 20 minutes so we can go ahead and finalize this business today if that's not too big an inconvenience.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you so much, all of you, and appreciate your being able to attend this morning. Thank you for all your work.
Thanks, Chuck.
Bye-bye. Have a good day.
Thank you.
You too.
All right. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Is there anybody left?